This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you, God, for letting us get in the position of at least being able to fight back against these globals and get off our knees. But God's the only reason we're starting to turn a little bit of this around. You know a man by his enemies. You know Trump's good by these enemies. I want to play part of this powerful report from Infowars.com with Millie Weaver. The People's Choice Awards, looking forward to Trump's deal in 7 days with his fake news awards that have got the globalists so scared as we take the narrative away from them. And then, proof of organized crime and terrorism that is incontrovertible and incredibly damning if it's real. So, I read these documents, they look real, and everything in them is what I've seen in the playbook manifested by Antifa, and we know what the Justice Department was involved in with the whole race riot stuff the last 4 years of Obama. It failed because America came together and things like Houston got hit with a hurricane, and that was so unifying, but this is huge. And Trump has to act against Soros and others if these documents are real. We're going to get to these in the next segment. Let's play part of the Millie Weaver report that's on newswars.com.
Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. Well, President Donald Trump has announced that on Wednesday, January the 17th, he will be announcing his fake news awards.
CNN, fake.
Which I'm sure is going to cause a lot of stir within Twitter and social media. So we're here in Austin, Texas, and let's go ask Austin who they think deserves a fake news award. Who do you think should win a fake news award? CNN.
We're actually correcting a story that we have been reporting, and this is appears to change the understanding of this story.
Who do you think should win a fake news award?
Donald Trump. He says everyone reports fake news, but he's the biggest fake news reporter.
Wrong.
What has he reported that's fake news?
Oh, I haven't listened lately. I just stopped listening.
So you don't really have anything specific?
Well, a few weeks ago we were saying all kind of stuff about, I don't remember, but it was fake news.
Wrong.
Do you think all of the media is credible in the United States?
No.
So you trust CNN, ABC, NBC?
I don't know who to trust.
Who do you expect that he'll give a fake news award to?
I didn't know there were awards.
Jake Tapper.
Jake Tapper, you think he should go in?
I'm a big fan, though, so now I'm pretty biased. I mean, everyone is. But, yeah, no, I like Jake Tapper. He should get some award this year.
And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
Who do you think should win a fake news award?
Well, based on recent events, probably Tapper over at CNN.
My 7-year-old son now, whenever I'm bothering him, he goes,
fake news!
People report things that aren't always the truth. I can't say that they're just not credible. It's just you hear things and then they report them and maybe didn't do fact-checking, but I think that every news source is probably guilty of that.
The editors of CNN Money said, no more of this. If you're going to do any more stories on Donald Trump and connections to Russia, it needs to go by the top brass. And I think it's a few months too late.
What do you think about CNN? Is CNN fake news?
Well, I'm technically a college student still, and we're allowed to use CNN as a reference. You get, like, an approved listing of where you can get, like, so usually it's, like, New York Times or, like, CNN.
And Fox News isn't on there?
Mm-mm.
Nothing is real news. There is no real news out there.
Do you think CNN should win a fake news award?
No, I think they should all win a fake news award. You know what I'm saying? And they all lie to you in some way or another. Whether they directly lie to you or they just kind of like throw some butter over the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? It's what slides down your fucking throat a little easier.
Brian Williams has anchored NBC's nightly news broadcast for more than a decade. On Wednesday, Williams said he was sorry for saying his helicopter in Iraq was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in 2003. That never happened.
I think they just try to, like, you know,
I don't know, just persuade America to believe something that's not even true.
It's a hardcore tie between MSNBC and CNN. Like, they're really going at it. They try their best to just trick everyone.
But overall, I think anyone over there could probably be at the top of the list for awards. Anyway.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is Soros' love letter to the world. Du hast mich. Means I hate you. Well, you know I say, my lieblings? I love you. Du hast mich. Imagine when he's helping the Nazis round up all those thousands of Jews. He sure had a good time. He's proud of it, George Soros. But don't worry. I want to play that clip, guys. We have several of them, of him on 60 Minutes saying, I helped the Nazis. I'm not ashamed of it. It's how I survived. And then all these other shows saying, I'm a liar. Now, I'm going to play that clip, and then I'm going to turn over this segment to Roger Stone, who's co-hosting, because we've got such bombshell breaking news that there's some other pieces of it, some other exhibits that I want to get to you coming up in the next segment. But do we have that the clip I was asking for earlier, guys, about... Okay, they say I make it up that Soros was a Nazi collaborator, and this is all over the news. This is the facelift for this guy, and then he has an army of people that dress like Nazis going trying to stop free speech and have civil unrest, and we're going to show you documents, and what's shocking about the documents is, if they're real, it's proof of total terrorism, criminal activity, racketeering, I mean, it's cut and dry. Antifa's already getting declared terrorist by Homeland Security, by the state of New Jersey and other areas, but it's all tied to Soros that funds it, and if this is indeed accurate, then it is bombshell. And what's interesting reading the documents is everything in it is in other pieces of their own press releases and full-page ads. So if it is a forgery, someone took what they've said and done and put it in this as just a way to say, look, why doesn't anybody, you know, do anything about this? So we're going to analyze that in a few minutes. But right now, and of course the media said that this was fake. When I covered this, they had dozens of major newspapers say, Jones is a liar, there was no New York Times full-page ad. And people went and actually got it. They said, yeah, it is. And then you go to their website, and it was there. And this is Antifa. This is the group funded by George Soros, Refuse Fascism. And that's what's in the documents. So you're going to see some incredible stuff coming up here in just a few minutes. But let's go ahead and play the clip of Anderson Cooper, CIA, leftist, one of the wealthiest men in America, from one of the biggest dynasties, talking about a silver spoon, telling you that George Soros is actually, hell, he stormed the beaches at Normandy with a knife in his teeth, and he killed 5,000 Nazis himself and saved a million Jews.
That's right. I heard it on CNN.
And his crap doesn't stink either, but he sure looks like an old leather face. So let's go ahead and play that clip. Then Roger Stone takes over. We'll be back in the next segment.
It's the claim that the August protest was some sort of left-wing plot. Who, you might ask, would say something so offensive? An elected representative who's serving right now in the U.S. Congress.
And look at the background. George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he?
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Was it difficult?
Not at all.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charleston?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Is this lost on anyone? George Soros is a famous Nazi collaborator.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Roger, you take over while we collate. You're ready for the next segment of Bombshell Info. Tell us what's coming up after we break this down next segment.
Efforts by Facebook to censor a new Roe v. Wade movie. We are going to look at Senator Dianne Feinstein's incredible action in the GPS fusion matter, where she has unilaterally released full testimony, allowing other witnesses to synchronize their testimony to facilitate a cover-up. And we're going to focus in again on Mr. Soros and his activities, which clearly violate the law. There's a difference between the First Amendment and fomenting violence and advocating the murder of others. It's high time for the Justice Department to launch a crackdown on Mr. Soros. We are going to comment on the deafening silence. I hear nothing from Brian Stelter. Brian, where are you? It was only days ago when Alex Jones laid down the challenge, $1 million, to the charity of Brian Stelter's choice to climb in the ring with Alex Jones. So where is the demon spawn? Why do we hear nothing but silence? Now, today, I'm going to double down. I will be Alex Jones's second, and I'm laying down the challenge to Jake, also known as Fake Tapper, the faux journalist who you saw only seconds ago on your screen. So a second $1 million. Climb in the ring with me. I will be Alex Jones's second. My guess, the boys at CNN don't have the cojones to face us. Yet they continue to promulgate the myth that George Soros is just some benign philanthropist. They deny his Nazi past. Yesterday on the War Room, my colleague Tyler Nixon exposed incredible new documents absolutely proving the Soros plan to foment violence in the United States. Now, this is not new, really. Julian Assange at WikiLeaks laid out for us chapter and verse how Soros was paying for the violence at Donald Trump's campaign rallies. At a certain point, one must ask, how is it that you can urge others to advocate the assassination of the president? You can urge others to advocate violence against other Americans and not be violating the federal law. Will someone wake Jeff Sessions up? Will someone tell the Justice Department that George Soros lives in New York City in a life of opulent and lavish wealth, and that, yes, he too shall be prosecuted for his crimes? We were told in the aftermath of Watergate that no person is above the law, yet we continue to exist with revelation after revelation against Hillary Clinton, her husband Bill, their greedy little daughter Chelsea, Barack Obama, trafficking guns to ISIS, trafficking guns to Al-Qaeda, covering up the illicit drug trafficking within these United States by ISIS so as not to upset their fragile Iranian nuclear deal, and yet our Justice Department continues to do nothing. It shakes one's faith. But then you have a stunning result, as we saw in Las Vegas 2 days ago, where a federal judge declared that the Clive and Bundy family would not be retried because of gross mismanagement and falsehood by the U.S. government, the U.S. attorney, in which they hid exculpatory information from the defense in violation of the law and the Constitution. Therefore, it restores one's faith in our judicial system. It shows that there is a God in heaven. It shows that our prayers here at InfoWars for the Bundy family have been realized by a benevolent God, and that justice has been done in that case. Let me take a final second here to point out that if you like the reporting here at InfoWars, if you like our 10 hours a day, if you like the real news with David Knight and what we're doing at the War Room later in the afternoon after the Alex Jones Show, please, folks, go to the InfoWars store now and give us your support. Incredible products, incredible prices, and you fund the fight for freedom. Help us by going to InfoWars store now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's documents like this that make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I remember it was 8 years ago. Obama had been in office about a year, year and a half, and we got documents from federal marshals. And then when I showed those documents on air and covered them, about 2 days later, state police officer in California sent me the information. And it wasn't the exact same documents. It was a variant of it. We learned it was the Southern Poverty Law Center, and ADL had put them out. So I know how to look at these documents. And when I read over these new ones that are so huge, I said either somebody super smart took all the main statements of these groups and things they've done and things they've said they're doing, because Antifa has the same tactics nationwide and worldwide, overthrowing countries. George Soros funds them. He brags about it. Ukraine, you name it. That somebody took this and put their agenda into it to bring attention to it. But as you said, we were talking earlier, I've got Harrison Smith in here, one of our great researchers and videographers. If these documents are real, posted to 4chan, who breaks more news, real news, than the New York Times and the Washington Post combined, if this is real, then this is the smoking gun, because we know they're funding it. Soros brags he overthrows countries, crashes things. Antifa was in the New York Times on November 1st saying, starting November 4th, it begins. Drive Trump from office. You go to refusefascism.org, they say, we're going to be violent up front. We're allowed to because you're all Nazis. If you're a capitalist, you deserve it. You know, kill the cops, you name it. I mean, this is what they push. They've now been listed as a terrorist organization. So these documents are in line with what they already admit. But then we'll get Roger Stone riding shotgun with us, former head of the Trump campaign. But just walk through where these come from, what the backstory is purportedly on these. And we're going to document again for TV viewers. Adan Salazar is writing a blurb about this with the documents to go up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But out of the gates, the material in the Russian dossier is to all been proven completely fake, and it was fake on its front from the beginning. When you read these documents, it's real stuff, real plans, things they've said before, just put together, and reportedly a non-disclosure document and contract.
Right.
So please, as we swing the document cam over, this is Friends of Democracy, a group admittedly run by George Soros's aide apparent, Alexander Soros. You've got the floor here for the rest of the segment, and we'll come back with Roger and break this down. Tell us exactly what we're looking at here.
Sure. Well, like you said, we can theorize and we can have sort of the point-by-point timeline what happens, but until we have the actual documents, I mean, if these are true, this is the smoking gun. And we really, right now, we have researchers trying to figure out whether or not these are authentic. They seem authentic to me. The only real problem with it is that they're almost too good to be true. It almost says exactly what we would expect them to say, and it's almost like too.
But we have them on CNN and saying, and MSNBC saying, we're going to be violent, we're allowed to attack you and kill you,
yeah.
We're coming, we're going to kill the president. I mean, they're saying all this in public.
Absolutely. And at the time, so these documents have to do with the 2015 Baltimore riots, the Black Lives Matter riots that were inspired.
Which we know was funded by the Justice Department.
Yes. Well, yeah, we know that a lot of people were putting funds into all these riots that, of course, started with Ferguson and spread throughout all of these things. So So this goes back to 2015. And where this comes from is there is a user on 4chan. 4chan is a totally anonymous website. You can...
Sure, it's like a place for WikiLeaks.
Yeah, it's like WikiLeaks. There's obviously a lot of fake stuff posted there probably, but this seems pretty real. And so a user says that his brother basically was a loser, a loner, barely had a job, and yet recently, in the last couple of years, he'd taken to traveling around the United States. So this guy who leaked it said he's a little suspicious.
Which they admit, Soros is funding a group of about 1,000 mm-hmm. that they fly around.
Well, he just gave $18 billion. I mean, what you could do with that money is ridiculous. So obviously there's tons of funds to fly people around to program these people, train these people.
So I'm saying what you read in here is what they're doing.
Right.
Continue.
Right. And so this leaker says he went looking through his brother's stuff, basically looking for proof of where his brother was getting his money. He thought maybe it was going to be drugs. He was looking for sort of proof that his brother was maybe involved in something he shouldn't be involved in. Well, he found these documents. And so these documents he took a picture of with his cell phone and then posted them to 4chan. And it's an action document from the Friends of Democracy, which is a PAC by George Soros' son that its mission statement is to get money out of politics. So that's funny enough. But this is action BWI 041815. BWI is the airport code for Baltimore. 0418 is April 18th, which is 2015, which is the date that the riots started. And this says that the Action Oversight Committee of the Friends of Democracy has determined that on this Saturday, operators will implement action 041315. In part to seize as much momentum as possible from current civil unrest in the Baltimore area. Friendly officials in various administrative agencies for Baltimore have told us to expect large law enforcement response to our operations. So it talks about friendly.
But then they selectively did stand down in Baltimore and let Antifa attack.
Oh, it literally says that. It says agitorgs. They have this like militaristic and Orwellian way of describing everything. So agitorgs, which I guess is agitation organizers, at each act point have a specific.
That's all agitprop. That's all Soviet.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very Soviet. And it has specific departure times and must travel on designated routes. These routes have been guaranteed by friendly Baltimore officials and law enforcement as safe for ops and ox ops. So this entire thing is coordinated.
They're given safe zones. They're coordinated. Mm-hmm. Just like we saw in Charlottesville, they were all coordinated with the police.
Not yet.
Which later confirmed what I said in the media attack, that they were ordered to stand down.
In order to funnel rioters against each other to cause violence. Yeah, this hasn't stopped. I mean, this was in 2015. It's only probably gotten worse.
I believe these documents are real.
They seem extremely real, and they have signatures at the bottom that all seem like they come from different hands. I mean, it would be hard to fake all of these signatures.
Is that his brother's signature?
We don't know.
Let's continue.
Yeah, we haven't been able to identify that. But they have not only do they have friendly law enforcement in there, they actually are communicating with them during the riot.
And this is called Level 7. So they're even, and Soros is set up as a private intelligence op. That's why the last James Bond movie, they admit, is based on him and his Quantum group, which is his real group.
Yep. And so these two are the most important ones. It's post-action objectives, and this is where it almost seems like it's too good to be true. The primary objectives
are... Because if this is true, it's smoking gun of organized crime terrorism.
100%. Ideal objective outcome. Civil unrest that leads to the deployment of martial law-like policies for Baltimore, creating a feedback loop. Literally, they're saying it here.
You can take it nationwide.
Yeah. Well,
it's a detonator.
Well, and they want to cause violence against the police, to inspire police response, to inspire more conflict with
to make a war with local government for federal takeover, which Lynch was announcing the Strong Cities Initiative and announcing the UN to federalize cities under civil emergency, mainstream niche.
And at the same time, the Open Societies Foundation was sending people in secret to lobby the government for federal oversight or federal control of local police. So literally, they're making the problem with one hand and offering the solution with the other. The solution is, of course, more control, more federalization, centralization.
And these documents are going live on InfoWars.com as we speak. We're going to come back at Roger Stone's take on this and get to the heart of these documents with one of our great researchers, videographers. So great to have Harrison Smith here with us. I really am always pushing him to get more on air. We're going to start a whole new show soon with the great crew here. Zach back there and other folks are really smart. So we're going to get everybody on air. We're going to get Dari on air. We're going to get Allie on air. We're going to get everybody. We're going to get Matt on air. Everybody's going to be on air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so
do we.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Harrison Smith and Roger Stone, who was dead on about Bannon at least 8 months ago. He went from, why is Bannon doing nothing? Why is Bannon helping him? Why is he bringing in deep staters to 8 months ago? We got to come out against him. We got to do it. He's just, he's an operative. He's getting 25th Amendment ready. I'm told he's bringing in all these bad people. He's the leaker. And I'm like, Roger, I think you're wrong. And Roger respected me enough to he started working with us to not go on this crusade, which was correct. But maybe Bannon wouldn't have revealed himself. Maybe they would have pulled the book. That's a whole other subject. He's going to bring that up. Point is, we break next year's news today, as we say, to Roger Stone, normally hosting this hour. Pretty soon we're on 20 hours a day live, so Roger will have more hours than he ever wants. We're breaking this incredible news. It just went live on Infowars.com. I'm told Don Salazar has posted it with the documents. Roger, you just heard about these documents. We're trying to authenticate them, but everything in them has been public statements by Antifa, by the globalists, of their plan. And this appears, if real, to be a serious smoking gun, tying it all together with the funding that we know they're involved in. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, Alex, my congratulations to Harrison Smith and Rob Dew for getting the entire document. We first learned of this and reported it yesterday on the War Room, but we had only obtained 3 pages of what appears to be a blueprint for revolution, a game plan for the violent overthrow of the American system. Now, Harrison, I believe, has turned up the entire document, and it is the veritable smoking gun. In the meantime, we've had the opportunity to show this document to some of our sources in U.S. Army intelligence, and they tell us they believe they are authentic. Now, don't hold your breath if you don't see coverage of this stunning development on CNN in tonight's news. No, I think that's unlikely. What we do have here, though, is an extraordinary expose of exactly what George Soros has in mind for America and why it's time for the U.S. Justice Department to recognize Soros for what he is, Alex. Not some benign old philanthropist, but a criminal who is using violence and financing violence to overturn our system of democracy.
Our republic. And to be clear, everything in this document, other than the signatures and things, is things they've done word for word and their plans and actually what they've said. And then Soros is admittedly with his son admittedly does run these groups, is honchoing it, is doing this and has overthrown other governments with it. And they said on the news that they're going to use Antifa. CNN says they're legitimate. So, again, somebody either wrote a big article about what they've admittedly done, put it in document form, skills I've never seen, or it's completely authentic. But either way, it is very damning. Harrison, let's go through more of the document the time we have here.
Sure. Yeah. Speaking of the violence, this is so supposedly in this packet, there are 26 pages, or at least at the bottom of these pages, it'll say 1 out of 22, 1 out of 26. So we have 6 documents, which is the total amount that is online right now. And they're actually hard to find. And the fact that they've been scrubbed pretty much as soon as they're put up is one of the reasons that I think they're authentic. But speaking of violence, this is page 9, and it's escalation level 3 or 4. It says, quote, "The decision to escalate to 3 or 4 is based upon assessment from the committee, along with information from law enforcement and Baltimore officials." Again, this means that law enforcement and Baltimore officials.
And they admittedly had a stand down.
Yeah, they did. The mayor, I believe, admitted. It and
she said Obama told her to.
I didn't know that.
You pulled that up. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, and so
Justice Department told her.
So that means that, I mean, this was a protest against the police, that the police are actively organizing and manipulating while it's actually happening. That's what this is saying. And so what it says is that escalation level 3 and 4, that basically means attacking buildings and destroying storefronts and that sort of thing. But it says that we've coordinated with several local businesses and their insurance agencies to ensure the recovery of their assets and repair of their infrastructure in the event that either is harmed during the demonstration. So the layers of collusion that are going on.
It's all synthetic in a leftist city.
Literally, it's like play acting. They're like, yeah, there's the story.
Well, that's why they admittedly, for other areas, admittedly hire action role players mm-hmm. and actors to do it, and they simulate it. It's all.
Well, and that's who, and again, this document breaks down actually the chain of command, where they have the agit orgs, and then they have the operators, and then they have the auxiliary operators, and then they say, you know, oh, you're allowed to use weapons, which they call props. You're allowed to use those as long as other demonstrators have done it first. So they're edging and
they even have a law enforcement threat continuum.
Mm-hmm. and they're pushing the people who really are there, because people that went to these riots, a lot of them, that emotion was real. They really were going to protest, but they're being manipulated and puppeteered and encouraged in a certain way, so the outcome of the controllers is reached. They're basically being made to enslave themselves in a lot of ways. And here's another interesting.
So this is either real or someone who has intimate knowledge of their actual attack profile
right.
has this.
Right. If this was fake, it would just be impressive that they were able to fake this. So
I'm not bragging, but I mean, I'm an expert on the anti-fascist and the Black Lives Matter and the globalists going back to Seattle, covering it there. This is the maximum knowledge of them.
Yeah.
This has got to be real. Or again, someone who has been inside made it.
Right. And so here's another interesting thing. This says that we are expecting possible injuries, if not from today's action, then very likely during action BWI 042515. On the 25th of April, if you look at the Wikipedia, it says like 18th, protest begins, 25th, violence escalates.
And again, they say in the New York Times, the nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, it begins. Be there. Join with thousands who gather in cities and towns across the country. A movement of protests that continue every day, every night, growing until we become millions determined to stop until this regime is driven from power. And then it goes through it on the plan, calling for violence on the website.
Right. Yeah, that's a $100,000 ad. You can't do that.
You know what shocked me? Stuff on the site is word for word from that.
Mm. Well, and it talks about the agitation of local civilian population, the escalation of civil unrest, the provocation of hostile, they say hostile law enforcement, which hostile probably just means
ones they don't control, people that might actually stand up. No, when we were in D.C. for the inauguration, the cops were later admitted, ordered to stand down. They were the Antifa was able to beat up the Black Lives Matter. Families just trying to get in, even press just trying to get in. They mainly targeted women for some reason, trying to get men to fight back, knowing men will fight if you go after a woman. And then they admitted we're targeting women to do this. And it took me hours to get in. Then they said no one was there. This is simply astonishing.
Okay, and so here we see some of the outline of the funding, how they're paid, when they're paid. You have this sticky note that supposedly is from this guy who the documents belong to, is maybe calculating his take, which seems to be $26,000 for one person for this one event, as well as travel because he didn't live in the same city.
And well, it appears from the document he's a squad leader.
Right.
So he's level 7.
The operator.
This may be to operate the whole node he's bringing in.
Yeah, it seems like these documents are the operator level.
This is a platoon funding.
Right, and there'd be people above him who are called agit orgs, and people below him who he would probably control called auxiliary ops. And who knows, how much knowledge they actually have of what they're involved in. But that shows, and it says, do not report this income to anybody. They've handled it with the tax authorities and accounting firms. I mean, the levels of collusion just don't end. And then finally, they have this approved practices, which really, I mean, it just blatantly says, closed fist may be used only below the neck and above the belt. Kicking is not permitted unless provoked. Props, they say props, which just means weapons.
And I always wonder, why do they hit me low? And why do they knock your food over? It's all in there.
They're just following instructions. Yeah, they're not doing anything, for themselves. Do not congregate with other ops or ox ops in a group of more than two. Do not make prolonged eye contact when in crowds.
Which is why they never talk and why they never. It's all a program.
It's all a plan. It's all acting. It's all play acting.
It's why the communists will never talk to you on camera, because they're controlled.
Yep, and it says. It says they'll update you before aggressiveness should be increased in concert with the law enforcement and the officials. Do not engage with the friendly. This is a great one. Allied law enforcement have been instructed to merely not engage, but have not been told to assist. Same thing that happened in Berkeley. They're not helping the rioters, but they're not.
The gun stores attacked three times. We just had on last hour. The police won't help.
They won't help them. And they're told not.
Hitting his car, attacking, throwing Bibles that he gives away on top of the building. Nothing is done.
Yeah, and so this has, it just has the chain of command, who's escalating it. This protest against law enforcement is being orchestrated by law enforcement.
Let's come back with Roger, because this is too important. He's got other news to hit, but he wants to cover this. Again, they admit the goal was to trigger a chain reaction of dominoes of martial law, and then Obama could come in, but they failed. America didn't buy it.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sending out an SOS. George Soros has overthrown more than 10 countries. He brags about the latest Ukraine. He's overthrown financially more than 20. He's a Nazi war criminal. He admittedly funds Antifa, the Islamic groups in the U.S., all of it. And they've got stuff saying overthrow the government, go after the cops, you know, all this stuff before last November. And then you see these documents. So, Harrison, other key points, things we should recap. I mean, they're talking about triggering martial law 3 years ago, back in 2015, 3.5 years ago, so that Obama could basically stay in office. And it turned out that the Justice Department was funding it. They were pushing it. This is their goal, to get America fighting with each other, but it didn't work. I want to get Roger Stone's take on this, but finish up with the documents here. They're now on Infowars.com. Don got the article up, correct? The blurb? but we'll put that on screen too. Infowars.com to see these. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Just to go over again the timeline. Obviously, the Ferguson riots that happened as a result of the killing of Mike Brown, I believe, those snowballed and spread to different cities. The people in Baltimore saw this happening, and with the death of Freddie Gray, actually the arrest of Freddie Gray on the 12th, they jumped on this opportunity and either enacted a plan that they had planned previously or planned at that point this entire insurrection that was taking place in Baltimore.
And it's so crazy. You could see the media scripting it, pushing it, mm-hmm. Starbucks saying, tell whites they're bad when you come buy coffee. It was a total hysteria that Jeff Bezos was pushing, all of it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. And there you see him destroying some of the storefronts and stuff that were probably pre-planned positions. They're probably being directed by these agitators. Some of one of the things.
And again, it's very racist. You hire, in many cases, they've caught them, hiring black people, but led by the whites in masks, mm. to come out and burn stuff to then create racial division.
Well, and
see, it's a double-sided deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, their ultimate goal is obviously division. And, they even say it. It says escalation of civil unrest. It says they want to create an environment where organic conflict can grow. This is what they
triggering
say. Yeah, this is what they say their goal is. And these protests were a supposedly a reaction to police violence. This is a protest against the police, and yet in these documents we have the police actually orchestrating and telling the protesters where to go.
And we know the police letter came out and said, we were told by the Justice Department to stand down. Don't be mad at us. Just like D.C. for the inauguration. I want to just stop here because in over an hour and a half, I haven't plugged. I don't even plug anymore sometimes because the news is so hot. It's a paradox. When it's super hot, I just drop plugging and then we don't fund ourselves and we can't expand. We need to hire more camera people. We need to hire more writers. We need more people like Harrison. Harrison, you've been here how long?
Almost a year in February.
And what, I mean, have you seen us, like, what, we've had like 20, 30 people since then?
It's been huge since I moved here. It's almost an entirely new office, yeah.
Because so far, I've not paid myself last year. I am literally reviewing the final accounting, which is fine. I'm putting everything into this and dealing with other attacks behind the scenes, and I'm not bitching. It's great. We just, a lot of money means we can take the globalist on, and you see the great people we're hiring, mm-hmm. what we're doing, and the effects we're having. You've got videos you put out with 1 million views, dozens with 500,000 views, just having you here, Owen, all the people. It's amazing. Infowarsstore.com, ImmuneWall, our latest high-quality product to boost your immune system naturally. It's amazing. 25% off. We have ended the free shipping, as I promised, but they didn't end it. I'm not mad. Man, I tell them to do it, and we're so overwhelmed we haven't done it. So I guess it's still up there, and 50% off. That's why I'm not even plugging the newspaper because they're not up. I'm not mad. And we're a small organization. But InfoWarsStore.com, commit to support us. Pray for us. Spread the link. Spread the articles. Roger Stone, I mean, this is incredible. Again, everything in these documents is what they've already admitted they're up to. So it's just crazy. Where do you see this going now as their Russia narrative implodes? As Trump being mentally ill implodes? As their operative Bannon, that we literally discovered as a globalist operative, is ferreted out, but his stay-behinds are still there? I mean, this is incredible.
Well, look, Alex, we've always understood that this backdrop of violence is what is necessary for the 25th Amendment takedown of our president. These two strategies work hand in glove. My intention now that I have satisfied myself through my own Army intelligence sources that these documents are real, I'm going to seek comment tomorrow from the office of Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. I want to know whether local law enforcement in Baltimore acquiesced in this plan for violence and to undermine the rule of law. We are going to the governor's office tomorrow for his comment, and I'd like to know what action the Maryland state government is going to take about these clear revelations regarding corruption for the purposes of violence within the Baltimore City government and the Baltimore City Police Department. The whole thing is absolutely breathtaking. You know, Alex, when I went to Hungary and Romania 6 months ago, officials in both places predicted exactly this, almost word for word. They told me exactly how it worked and that this is what Soros would do. They've seen it in Europe, and they said it's coming your way. Make no mistake about the criminal nature of George Soros and what he has in mind.
Why is this guy not locked? I mean, he's been convicted in a bunch of countries. Well, and his little evil gremlin son, I mean, what is up?
But, I think that there are some people, unfortunately, that have so much wealth that they live in an aura of protection. George Soros lives in New York City. He could be detained very easily by the FBI, by the New York Police Department. We have here absolute proof of involvement in crimes. It is against the law to advocate the murder of the President of the United States. It's against the law to pay someone else to advocate the murder of the President of the United States or any federal official. Yet Mr. Soros has done that repeatedly, seemingly with impunity.
Well, that's right. Everything in that document, whether it's real or not, is stuff they've all done, and I'm just sick of it. I mean, you know, Antifa's very emboldened now when our reporters are out there walking up going, you scared with guns. Mm-hmm. That's brandishing right there. That's a felony, man.
And we went to the police station. Owen and I went to the police station to try to file a report about that, and they basically told us there's nothing we can do about it. In Austin, the local Austin police said, oh, you got to take that to the FBI.
And these are the groups that are literally advocating when they launch their main operation. That other stuff was just a beta test to literally go out when the revolution starts and shoot. Each person is supposed to shoot five cops a night. And I mean, if the cop unions put up with this, I don't say you deserve it, but God, man up, man. We're standing up against these PUDs. I'm tired of putting up with them, okay?
Yeah, and
I'm not even some cop worshiper. They're good cops or bad cops. But God Almighty, a bunch of communists want to kill you, funded by some evil Nazi collaborator. I'm done, man.
That was one of the things that when I watched the Baltimore riots in 2015, I've always been, very... it's always been important to me to see police brutality and to make that more aware, make people more aware of that and all that sort of stuff. But during the Baltimore riots, I saw these agitators throwing rocks at the police and stuff. And I go, man, this is such a bad tactic. I am suddenly on the side of the police in this situation.
It's insane. Let's go ahead. It was the left is always priming us against the cops. And then the government passes laws and we blame the cops for what the laws are. It's our fault.
Right.
Nine times out of ten. It's not a cop worship. It's just stop scapegoating. It's our problem. We let it happen. Let's do something. Owen Schroyer is about to take over with the War Room and Roger Stone. Owen Schroyer, you want to pop in? Go ahead.
Yeah, I had to pop in when I heard you guys having this conversation because I got privy to something today. Now, if you watched one of our videos when we were covering the Kate Steinle march, there was a gentleman...
That's when they came up with guns and wouldn't let you go to.
Right. So that same day, Alex... And as Harrison just mentioned, we brought this to the police's attention that they were pointing guns at me, clearly breaking the law. I've actually got the law. If this happens again, I've got the law.
Yeah,
I'm going to call the police on it.
You know, we got guns. Yeah, with his finger on the trigger, tapping his finger. I'll tap his.
But get this. That same day, a fellow who was walking side by side with me, he had a handgun, and he got arrested for having a handgun that day.
Now, I remember.
So they arrested a guy who was a conservative for having a handgun, but somehow these individuals who mash their face and point rifles at me get away arrest-free.
Because these are the brown shirts of the dirty city council with their bid rigging and their scams and all their insider garbage. And it's time to go to the bars. It's time to go out. It's time for women, when these guys hit on you that are city officials, you're an operative for America. You're not commanded by anybody. I infiltrated Bohemian Grove, you name it, not run by some agency. It's time for us to run operations against them.
Yeah, it's like
we need women to infiltrate the Democrats. We just
but I got to say this, Alex. My hat's off to the guy who has the hammer and sickle on his mask. At least he's telling you exactly what he is. A communist
that killed 200 million people. I mean, it's like the Nazis were horrible. They killed 30 million.
You know,
these people have killed hundreds of millions and we're supposed to kiss their big fat asses.
They are the ones fomenting revolution, and it's time for the silent majority to demand action.
They want war. They want to kill us. We're just going to info war there, bud. Roger, are you going to be on the War Room coming up?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, it starts now.
Questions. Yes, indeed.
Infowars.com/show. Radio stations across the country starting to pick it up. Folks, we're under attack. We're not bitching. We love this fight. But every time you pray for us, buy a product, spread a link, it's just kind of like a video game. Get more power. And they just can't stand because the more they beat us down, you keep building us up. And it's just like, they blast my fist off. Another one grows. And we're just smashing them. Thanks to all you guys and the great crew. The War Room's coming up. Infowars.com/show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.